Okay, we're going to start. Today we're on Daf Dalet on the top line. We'll learn today's Daf is Chus for Fuah Shleimer for Batsheva Saravas Rachel Leah. Okay, so we are off. Perfect. So we're going to start in Daf Dalet on top. So we're in the middle of discussing. We had the question yesterday where we asked, how is it possible by Nazirus, you can have Bal Yachel, delaying the Nazirus? We said that, you know, when you take upon yourself Nazirus, you become Nazir automatically. So yesterday we had one answer, or according to the Ram, one answer, according to Rabbi Yochanan, attempted an answer of where someone said that Lo Yipater Min Olam Achi Nazir. So I will not leave this world until I become Nazir. But now we have Rav Acha bar Yaakov giving another, a different answer. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar, again, we're talking about the case, how you have the concept of Bal Yachel, of delaying when it comes to being a Nazir. So if Yaakov Amar Kagon, Kagon the Nadar, it should be the Nazar, I think, to change the gear, sir. Yeah, the Nazar, he takes the Nazirus, Vuhu B'Beis HaKvaros, thank you, while he's in the cemetery. So he's already in the cemetery. So the Ran says at this point, Shetzarech Latzeis Miyad B'Lekadol HaNazirus, V'Chilo Nafi Kam Labi B'Tachar. Assumption here being is that the Nazirus is not Chal, because he's taking the Nazirus, at the moment he's accepting the Nazirus, he's already Tameh, so but he obligated himself to become a Nazir. So he has to immediately leave the cemetery and all of a sudden leave the cemetery and the Kabbalah and make another Kabbalah, meaning he has obligated himself, while in the cemetery, he's obligated himself to take the Nadir of Nazirus. So he has to leave on immediately to take that Nazirus, and if he doesn't leave right away, then he's over in Bal Yachel. He's delaying his acceptance of the Nazirus.
So it becomes binding only when he leaves the cemetery.
According right now, it only becomes binding when he leaves the cemetery. So Ha Nicha, that works fine. Laman Damar Lo Chal and Nazirus May Alter. That only works according to Mandamar, who says, like we just said, that the Nazirus is al Chal immediately when he's in the cemetery. El Laman Damar Alter Chal Ale Mi Kabal Tachet. But here's the Mandamar, who says, so what? That he said that he's in the cemetery. He becomes a Nazir right away. Well, he may be in violation right away, but he's a Nazir right away. So there's no Bal Yachel. There's no delay in his Nazirus. Rashi says, Naran says,
the issue is that he's telling you already for being in the cemetery, so he can't become a Nazir while he's in the cemetery?
That's the Machlokas. Whether or not, by taking, right now, the Machlokas is whether or not, by taking, accepting upon himself Nazirus in a status of Tumah, does that mean Nazirus is Chal right away?
Right.
Or does that mean, no, now he just obligates himself when he gets out to take Nazirus. But Hani Chalaman Damar Naran says, Lo Chal Nazirus Leila Alter, Plukto de Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish Beper Gimel de Nazir and Dafte Zayin, de Rav Yochanan, Yochanan is going to say, E Achel Vishasi Yayin Vesa Kvaros, let's say he takes the Nazirus in the cemetery and he goes ahead and drinks wine, right? He drinks wine. Well, he's obviously tummy, but he drinks wine, or I guess he cuts his hair, right? Lucky, he'll get Malchus. Why? The chayla in Nazirus miad, because he already had the obligation of Nazirus on him. But Ulareish Lakish, lo chayla in Nazirus miad. He doesn't have the, Nazirus is not chal yet. Ulechi nafik mi beis hakvaros, tzarech laksh lakaba. What he did is he obligated himself to accept upon himself Nazirus when he leaves. So according to Reish Lakish, there is Baal Ta'achir. According to Rav Yochanan, there's no Baal Ta'achir, because immediately upon taking the nadir of Nazirus, he already is a Nazir. The Gemara says, so number one, that doesn't answer according to Rav Yochanan. Number two, the Gemara says, Va'od, ha'amamar bar Rav Ashi, chayil Nazirus al-Altar. Everyone agrees the Nazirus is chayil right away. Even Reish Lakish agrees the Nazirus is chayil right away. V'chi pligi le'inyan malchus pligi. The machlokus is only whether or not you get malchus. What does that mean? Three-way machlokus we've shown him. Let's go through them. Le'inyan malchus. If you look at the Rush, it's in Malchus. Im hisur bo lotzeis v'lo yotza. If they told him he has to leave and he doesn't leave, he gets Malchus. Just staying in there, he'll get Malchus. If he gets Hasraf, he just stays there, gets Malchus. According to Manda Amar, that if you have, even though there's no Maisa, you get Malchus. That's the Rush. If you look at Tosos on the side. Tosos in Adarim is more of a Perish than it is, you know, asking questions and stuff. It's more of a Perish. He says, the ode Ha'amar Mar Bar of Ashi B'Meichel Kulyam Lo Pligi D'Chayel. Everyone agrees that the Nazirus is Chal. Im Shosib B'Yayin Omega Leich Loka Ba'Odin Nami Beisakar. So therefore, if he drank wine or if he cut his hair in the cemetery, he would get Malchus. Right, because Chal Nazirus Alav. Ki Pligi. Where's the Machlokus of Yochanan Reish Lakish? The Milke Al Hatuma. Does he get matzah for being matame himself? Because he accepted upon himself the nazirus in the cemetery. Does he automatically now get malchus for becoming tami lemes? Right, im hisrbo ba'odol l'shan same shav. They gave masorah that he leave. He nazirata that you are nazir. So Yochan savor kevo dechal le'inan shar dinin lucky. Rav Yochan says nazirus is chal, nazirus is chal. So they gave masorah to leave. He doesn't leave. He gets malchus. Rav Shimon ben Lucky Savar, low lucky, he's not Matloke, Mishum Tuma, the Kati Lochal of Nazirus Tahara, because he's only partially Chal. Nazirus of Tahara is not Chal, but the other aspects are Chal. Avavadai Chal Nazirus L'inyon Sha'ar Dinim, but the other obligations for a Nazir are Chal, Lishtos Yayin, Viligaleach, and to cut his hair, V'imke my Baltacher Yikar. So what Baltacher do you have? It's Chal right away. Now Ron says differently. Ron, if you go. The Inyan Malkos, it's like two thirds of the way down the Gemara across. It says the words Inyan Malkos. Do you see that Aleph and the Ron by La Olam?
Yeah.
So if you go down three lines from there, Uli Inyan Malkos with the Pligi? Right? He says La Olam, Mizri La Olam. La Olam Chayli Nazirus Mealter. He gets Nazirus right away. He doesn't have to re-accept upon himself Nazirus when he leaves. Uli Inyan Malkos with the Pligi. The argument about Malkos. Does he get Malkos for Achilas Hanavim? Tosa said, everyone agrees he gets Malkos for Achilas Hanavim. The Machlokos is only about Tuma. The Ran says the Machlokos is about all things. Right? Elaki Achilas Hanavim, Ba'od Beis HaKvaros. We came in the Chale and Nazirus, Velot Sar Kabbalah, Mai Balta Achar Ika. Everyone is going to agree that he's going to get Malkos right away. But it means when it's Chal, according to this, it's Chal to that, the moment he leaves, it automatically starts. He doesn't have to re-accept it. Bottom line is, according to every Shita, there is an aspect of Naziros that is Chal right away. So you're telling me that if he took a nether of Naziros in the cemetery, that's where you get Bal Yachel. There is no Bal Yachel here, because no matter how you slice it, according to any Rishon, there is a Chalos of Naziros, even when he takes the Naziros in the cemetery. So the Gemara answers, no. Afilo Hachi, go back to the Gemara. Afilo Hachi, Kamli Bebalta Acher, Mishub Nikaba Acher, the Naziros to Tahara. No, there is split it. Yeah, Naziris was chal, but what type of Naziris was chal? A Naziris of Tumah was chal, but he's bal ta'ah, by not leaving the cemetery, he's delaying the acceptance of an appropriate Naziris, which is to be a tahor. So that is what that is that's the Naziris, right? The Ran continues to come achle Naziris tahara umishum hachi kumle bal ta'acher. That's why you're bal ta'acher, because by delaying in the cemetery, he's delaying the acceptance of a full blown. You know, purified Naziris. So, based on that, so Amar Rav Ashi, Ho'el V'chein, if that's the case, that we have this concept of Naziris at Tahara, Ho'el V'chein, Nazir Shatimu Atzmo B'mezid. Let's say you have Nazir who's Matami himself, right? And I guess he's Matami himself and doesn't quickly do the Tahara process. Over Mishum Ba'al Ta'achar Naziris Tahara. By doing that also, that's another example. A Nazir becomes Tamei. If he doesn't go ahead immediately and start his process, immediately, or wait for your golem, depending on which Rishon you're talking about, if he doesn't go use the appropriate time to start his Tahara process, that's also about Ta'acher when it comes to Nazirus. You're delaying your Nazirus of Tahara. Right? He says, right, Ron says, Ho v'kach, klomar, kevin diamart, the afagav the chal leiv Nazirus, since you said that even though Nazirus is chal, kevin de lo chal leiv Tahara about Ta'acher, even though, but if it hasn't fallen upon you in a tahara way, so af nazir tahor shatimer asul b'mezin over ribal ta'acher v'laki. He'll get ribal ta'acher. The afagav de kfar azir achmana tuma betray lava. Even though this tuma that he gets, he's already violated two lavim, which was number one lo yitama v'ksiv nami akol nashos smes lo yavo v'amar nami v'ayam rishonim yiplu lav l'meimish lo yonish acher. He gets another punishment. There's a third punishment here. Elamilka nami laki mishum bal ta'acher. He gets bal ta'acher by delaying. So the Ron seems to indicate he delays right away.
What is the time limit on delay on Bal Ta'acher?
So the Ron says to say, you told him to get ready.
He's picking himself up. He said it. Now he's leaving the cemetery.
Okay, so no, because he's in the process of leaving.
Oh,
but if he's
I'm
but here's a guy who becomes the guy becomes Tame, the Bobby another becomes Tame, and they say, listen, dude, you gotta become Tara, start the process. Say it tomorrow.
Bal Ta'acher.
But according to
if he's standing in the cemetery when he says it. So the
Nazirus is
chal right away, correct? So he's standing in the cemetery.
He becomes
tummy immediately.
Right. So
he's standing in the cemetery. He's
tummy. Exactly. So he hasn't accepted upon himself
Bal Ta'acher immediately.
If he doesn't leave, You have to tell him to leave.
Well, he's kind of.
So he's not. So he's violates.
He has to leave, or does it become? Does he become? Is he either about to act or right away standing there?
About to act means you have to. You have to delay a certain amount of time.
You gotta get out of there.
So he's got to delay a certain amount of time. So if he tarries, I like that word. If he tarries, that's considered delaying, and therefore, what?
With
the teeth. No, he tarry, tarry, tarry. So that.
Is there a lacuna in his existence?
So, right, Rabbi Tam, the Rush says that if he became Tahar, he says Im Nishtahe. Right, look, the Rush has the whole thing is that you need Gimel or Golem. So if you look at the Rush, let's just look at the top line of the Rush, the case of where he's in the cemetery. He says Kigon Shenazaru Beisak Faros for over about to Acher when Im Ama but also Tuma Gimel or Golem v'lo Nitar l'Mishas Nizirus. He left, but he didn't take. He wasn't Matar himself for Gimel or Golem. The Rush always has Gimur Golem because it's Bata Acher is Gimur Golem. Why? Because it's the same thing as a Neder. Right. Neder is Gimur Golem. We take a Neder to bring a carbon. So it's always Gimur Golem.
So Bata Acher happens after three Yantayim.
According to the Rush.
So he does have time.
He does have time to, yeah, but three Golem, he has time.
Why is there a Marcus with the Lav Shemo Maisel?
Like? So the Rush said before, it's either a Liwud Man to Amr Lav Shemo Maisel Lokin Love. Yinami says, Isser Marcus Ika. There's an Isra of Malchus here, meaning you don't get Malchus, but it's a Malchus type of Isra, whatever that means. But, right, if by not leaving, we said in your Malchus, and that's what the Malchus we had between the Rush and the Ron, where he's getting Malchus, going to the Rush, you're getting Malchus. Everyone agree, if you shave or if you cut your hair, you're going to get Malchus also. Okay. All right. So now we're going to get a third answer. How it's Baal Ta'achar by a Nazir, Rav Acha. If he becomes tummy, he delays in you know doing the cutting the hair. He's over about to acher b'tiglachto.
You mean after the zeros?
That he became tummy. Right, he became tummy, and he has to go through the process. Right, so he goes through the process.
You talking about not shaving? That's what you just read.
Mm-hmm. In other words, he delays in taking care of that aspect. He became Tamei, and he delays in Tiglachas. That's clear. Lamad Amar Tiglachas, obviously Machlokas. Lamad Amar Tiglachas Me'akevis. That not cutting the not shaving the head is Ma'akev the Tahara process. Elafil Lamad Amar Tiglachas Einu Me'akevis. Right, even though Tiglachas Einu Me'akevis, Mitzvos Giluach Milo Mekayim. He's still delaying and being Mekayim the Mitzvah of Tiglachas. Right, Ron says. Fourth from the fourth line in the medium lines, Tiglach Merkefis, Plukti Hidir of Elazar Rabbanon, the Elazar Hadik Siva Acher Yishta Nazir Yayin, Hainu Acher Kolam Eisen Kulon. That's after everything, because you're right, this is at the end. Right? The Hainu Tiglachas Vertosas Damim, O Rabbanim Yad Shivi Korbanosan Mutter Yayin. Once he brings the carbon, he is automatically Mutter to bring wine, but he's delaying Tiglachas. So at the end of the process, he delays doing the cutting the hair. So according to one Randamar, that, according to everybody, we're going to say that is still Baal Ta'acher. Mar Zutcher gives another answer. Mar Zutcher raised the Rav Mary Amar over Baal Ta'acher Korbanosav. No, the Baal Ta'acher is Korbanos. Right? Ulahachu Kimta, Ron says, Eino over Baal Ta'acher Elach Gimur Golem. Here they're on a mitzvah to Gimur Golem. Here they're on a mitzvah to the Chachamim. They're talking about Korbanos. Meaning it's now time to bring the Korbanos. He doesn't bring the Korbanos for three regalim. There's a machlokas in the Gimur Golem, whether it has to be, you know, in order of the calendar year, or it could be like a tiger slam. Even if it's not in the same calendar year, you know, he wins all four, that's still considered a Baal Ta'acher. We'll get to that when we see Baal Ta'acher.
If only
Shach Baal
Ta'acher by a Neder or a Nazirus, if you do bring a Karma Chatos and you don't bring it for 2 years, you don't.
There's Baal Ta'acher probably there also.
There's a different Baal Ta'acher.
Right, three. You obligated a carbon, and you didn't bring it. You violated Baal Ta'acher.
So it's the same Baal Ta'acher.
Okay. So we're just asking how that Baal Ta'acher applies to a Nazir. So this answer is now saying the Baal Ta'acher by Nazir applies by the carbonos of the Nazir. And so he says, "Marzut Rabbi Amar over Baal Ta'acher carbonosav." So the Gemara says, "Wait, so you're only saying that Baal Ta'acher, but where's Baal Ta'acher? Where did we learn Baal Ta'acher by the Nazir? It was the Hekesh with the Nadarim, right? We go back. That was the whole thing. It was the Hekesh we had." Hekesha of Ma, you know, Makish Nazirus Nadarim, you know, Ma Nadarim, They have Maldorm Bal Yachel Bal Acher of Nazirus over Bal Yachel Bal Acher. So Gemara says, Gemara asks, you need this Hekesh in order to teach me that you violate Bal Acher by the Korbanos of a Nazir, right? Umihacha Nafkele, Mehasam Nafkele. I have a different Plasik. Bechi Darosh Dirashendu. That Plasik says in that Darosh Dirashendu, I'm going to demand your Korbanos. Elu Chatos Vashamos. Those are the Chatos Vashamos. So you already know that it's going to be Bal Acher by the Korbanos. So the Gemara says, Mal Detema, you would have thought that from that pasuk you wouldn't have known Baal Ta'acher by the Nazir, because the Chiddush who, the Chiddush Torah by Nazir, there's a Chiddush by Nazir, and that Chiddush would have made you think that maybe there isn't no Baal Ta'acher, therefore I have to have the Hekesh to Nedarim. So my Chiddush, what was this Chiddush that you would have thought would have knocked out the limud from other Korbanos to Baal Ta'acher by Nazirus? Ilema de lo makbis de lechatos Nazir bin Neder. Well, you can say, well, maybe you can't say, remember we had a pasuk when he's connecting? You can't, if I say, I am obligated to bring a chatas nazir. It doesn't work. You have to be a nazir to bring a chatas nazir. So maybe since you have that chiddush, that doesn't work, because you can volunteer to bring any other carbon, right? Well, we'll see, not necessarily, but you can volunteer to bring a loshlamim, a toda, so, but you can't volunteer to bring the chatas nazir, so maybe that's why you wouldn't have Baal Ta'acher. The Gemara says, but Hare Chatas Chelev She'ein Matpisa B'Nedir Ro Baal Ta'acher. But you have a Chatas Chelev. Chatas Chelev means any Chatas that's done for an Aveira. The regular, you know, the 36 Chatos that we learn in Maseches Krisos. So anytime you say that as well, you can't. It doesn't obligate you. Yet that's the pasuk says Baal Ta'acher applies to that. So that's not the Chiddush by Naz here, all right? The Gemara says, Elamai Chitshua, what's the Chiddush? Sakadai de Chamina, you would have thought, Hol v'yomar harini nazar filim in a chartzon. Let's say, I said, I'm only nazir from the chartzon. I think it means pits, which means I'm only nazir from the wine aspect.
Kernels of the grapes.
Right, so I'm only from the wine aspect, right? You still have a nazir l'kol. It still goes across the board. The Ran says, l'chol din naziros. So you have a Chiddush there, because you're only accepting upon yourself one aspect, but nevertheless, it goes to everything. So maybe you think that you don't violate Baal Ta'acher, Kamash Malon, then you have the Hekesh to Neder. So watch this, wait a second. Honey, number one, Hanich Lamanda Amar Ki Nazim in the Chotzer Havi Nazim Lekol. That's a machlokus. According to Mandamar, it says if you take the Naziris partially, it goes to everything, fine. Belar of Shimon, the Amar Ein Nazir Achi Yazim, be cool, and you're not considered a Nazir at all until you have in mind to accept upon yourself all of the Chumras of the Nazir. How does that work? Michael Mim Ra'od, what do you mean Chiddush? Chumrahu. That's a Chumrah. According to that Shita, if I take a Naziris partially, it goes to completely Naziris, and therefore would have thought I don't violate Baal Ta'acher. So that shows that Nazir is Chol, nor Chamer. So of course you would violate Baal Ta'acher. So Ella, right, Rashi says, Ra'od Man says, Ra'od Chiddush Chumrahu, the Heichi Maisim Ino Kula, the Lolika Baal Ta'acher. How can you learn a Kula from there? It's just talking about nor Chamer. So what is Ella Maichitshua? What's the Chiddush? The Salka Dai de Chamina, you would have thought, Hoil, since the Im Gilach Al Achas Mishloshton Yotza, Lo Yavor about the Acher Kamash Malan. What does that mean? And if you did the shaving, you shaved your sheared, you cleaned off your hair after only one of the Korbanos, right? After one of the Korbanos, then you already, you were Yotze, meaning you're ready. What does that mean? Maybe Duran. The Ran says,
"Where's the Ran number Aleph?"
That's probably number Aleph, unless there is no Ran here. Right, Hovav Im Gilach. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines from the bottom, or 4 lines from where they get wine. Hovav, right in the middle. Got it? Hovav Im Gilach Al Achas Mishloshtan. The Nazir brings 3 korbanos. Chatas or all the shlamim, shah Nazir mevi. The kevon delo chamiri. What it means? Your yotza, meaning you are now permitted. I guess you're now permitted to drink, right? The kevon delo chamiri. Ilav hekesha. If not the hekesh to the nadarim, have amina lo lekam aleil baal ta'acher. Because here we have 3 korbanos being brought, and you're very yotze. What you need to do if you only brought 1? So there's a kula. So maybe there's no Baal Ta'acher as well. Therefore, you have to have the Hekesh to Nedarim to tell you that there is Baal Ta'acher.
Gotta finish all 3.
No, you don't have to. You still.
If you started.
you still are yotze and can probably you still do yotze by doing one, but you're still bal ta'acher if you didn't bring it, right? You're still bal ta'acher.
You bring this kavanas when you finish naziris, or being
this is when you finish naziris.
Not if you tamei.
Listen, I was wrong before. This is when you finish naziris. Okay, so now the Gemara asks. So the Gemara says, "V'ibais ema," or I can give you another answer. What the chiddush is? The chiddush again would have told you not that there would not be bal ta'acher because it would have been different than all other korbanos, and therefore I have to have the hekesh to nedarim. So what would have been the chiddush? "V'ibais ema mai chitshua mishum delomat piso beneder." Like we said originally, because you can't create a neder to bring a chatos of a nazir. You can't create a neder. I can't be menader to bring that type of korban. So we said that before. We said big deal. You have a chatos, a regular korban chatos. You can't take a neder to bring, and there is bal ta'acher. So there is different. Chatos chelif was different. Ka'asi lekapara. A chatos chelif comes for kapara. Chatos nazir lemay asya. What does a chatos nazir come for? It's not for kapara. Ooh, that steps into a bit of some big machlokas as to whether Naziris is a sinner. Right, put this on the list, as Rabbi Razu would always say. That's a machlokas. Some people say some people said he was a big tzaddik.
Regardless of the fact whether it's good or bad,
no,
that's not what. That's why
he brings it. But what does the chatos accomplish?
That's why he separates. Was he not separates?
That's what I'm saying. Which means, what are you saying? His chatos chelif. So he says, chatos chelif ka'asta kapara chatos nazir l'may aisel. Let's look at the Ran. Go to the other page. So again, go further down a couple lines down, like right in the middle of the wine. Chatos chelif asle kapara umishum hachi. Alpha gav the ispe kula, even though it has a kula, the enu yachul had piece of a nether, you can't create a nether or bring that. Kevan de mitzvah havi le kapir alav, since you have a chumra of kapara, din hu sheyavu rabal ta'achar. You vali bal ta'achar. But, avalchatas nazir ispe kula, it has that original kula, what? The enmat piece of a nether, you can't create a nether to bring that type of korban. Velo mitzar ba midi, so therefore, there's no val ta'acher without the hekesh. I ulamai kikasi. What's it coming to permit you to do? Ila tirubayin angel mitzvah rishus. If it's just so it comes to allow you to cut your hair and drink wine. Big deal. You don't have to cut your hair. You don't have to drink wine. That's just the rishus. V'afilu l'man d'amar nazir chotehu. Even according to Mandamar says a nazir is a chote. Ran says. Eino chote gamor. It's not a pure sin, and whatever that means. The ikar korban lo asu the kapara. It's not like a regular korban chatos is coming to bring you kapara. That if you don't bring it, you still have the bad check mark on you. Bringing a chatos nazir, according to the Ran, is saying, according to the Shita, is not for kapara. It's part of the process. It happens to be a korban chatos, so it's the rules of the korban chatos, but it's part of the process. Because even according to Mandamar says that he's a chatos, a nazir is a chote. It's not really a chote. He's just doing a vera. Maybe existentially he did something wrong by not partaking in this world, but he's not a pure sinner. Okay. Next, so the Gemara then says, okay, so you're telling me that a korban chatos comes for kapara, and therefore by korban chatos you already know about the acher right away. So the Gemara asks, are we chatos yoledes to lo osyo le kapara of avalam mishum bal ta'acher? A chatos yoledes also doesn't come for kapara and it's bal ta'acher. Or wait, didn't we say yoledes is also a sinner? So I took it back in the Ran. So the Ran says, "Rechatos yoledes to lo as the kapara, v'afilu Rav Shimon." Even according to Rav Shimon, the Amar who says, "Beperek hamapeles the yoledes chotazi," that someone who gives birth, she is a sinner. Why? B'debishah she koraz v'yoledes, when she bends down to give birth, kofetes v'nishbeh, she gets up and she swears, right? Shelo tizkik lebal, I'll never be with my husband. Right? I want to do this ever again. So, nevertheless, ikur karbana ain't a bala chet. Her karban is not because of that sin.
I still understand why this is a chet.
Shaharei afilu yodas ba'asma shalohi hera b'davar klumi v'korba. Because let's say she knows for a fact that she never made this, she never jumped and swore it. She goes, this is amazing. I'm going to do this again and again and again. This is amazing. She still has to bring a korban chatos. So, because the pasuk says you bring a korban chatos when you bring it. So it's not for the sinner, it's a process. It's part of the process.
So what?
That's exactly the point. So it's not a chatos legabe for kapara.
She's a yotzei.
It's not a chatos. Korban chatos means either you bring a korban chatos for a sin, or a korban chatos is a process. Because the korban chatos, there's certain ways that you bring this korban. So this korban is ruled by the chatos rules. But it doesn't mean she did an avera.
We did it many times. We try to give an answer to why we do something when it is just
that's the process. Yeah. Okay.
Right. So, this is a side point that's annoying. point. He said part of the process by Nazir is you bring Kabbalah. It's not like Nazir Olam. No, you die as a Nazir.
All right, well, so we'll get to that in Nazir.
Right,
we'll deal with that in Nazir. That's not here.
It can't be
right. Well, according to this, there are other Baal Ta'achers, we said. Okay. So then Gemara says, so we asked the question about the woman. So she says, no, he kashar le lemechal bekachim. That katas permits her to eat kachim. Right? What does that mean? Permits her to eat kachim. That eating the yoledes. We said, but the yoledes also doesn't come for a sin.
Right.
And yet we've never had a shiloh about Baal Ta'acher. We didn't need a hekish to something else about Ta'acher.
There's no hekish.
Right. So I'm saying, well, why not? Why is there, in other words, by korban, by the nazir, the only way we got to Baal Ta'acher korban to the sheet that we're now is because of the hekesh. Had it not been for the hekesh, you wouldn't have known Baal Ta'acher because it has this kula that's not coming for any sin. I bet we have the chatas of yoledes that has the same kula of not coming for any sin, and we know right away there's Baal Ta'acher. So too by nazir there'd be Baal Ta'acher, and wouldn't need the hekesh to neder. So the Gemara says because no, when it comes to the woman, when you bring the korban chatas, it now permits you to eat kachim, and therefore what kachim is a mitzvah. Remember we said before drinking wine is not a mitzvah. Kachim's a mitzvah. The Ran says. Says, what?
It's not an obligation.
But the Ran says that this, Kedeksiv, V'chipar le'a kohen v'tahira, V'achilas kachim mitzvah hi. What's the Ran's example? Gonna achilas psachim, the ishanam mechaiva. That's the Ran. The Rosh says differently. The Rosh says,
she must eat the korban.
Everyone, yeah, she must eat the korban.
So that's it.
The Rosh says, Sha'achilas kachim mitzvah hi, Deksiv, achlo osam, asher kipar behem, V'ochalo yavo yidei noz nevser. Doesn't mention korban Pesach. Seems to mention that she has to bring a korban. She has to eat also any other type of korban. I don't know. He doesn't mention. He doesn't mention.
You can't eat carbon based
as an obligation.
What?
When? Because I can't eat carbon based until he brings his carbon also.
Why not?
Because he's not.
He's not
coming. Why can't another eat carbon based?
He doesn't bring the carbon. He's
why can't he eat carbon based? Okay. All right. So Amar Mar. So we finished that. Now we just went through all these answers. How many answers we had? 4 or 5 answers as to how you can have Baal Ta'acher when it comes to Nazirus. Okay, so Amamar, what was another comparison that we had over there? Uma Nidarim Ha'av Nefe Nidre Bito, just like Nidarim, the father can do Hafaras Nidarim for his daughter's Nidarim. Ubal Mefe Nidre Ishto, when she becomes married, the husband is the one who now can be made for the Nidarim. Af Nazirus, so too comes Nazirus. If the daughter takes upon herself Nazirus, Ha'av Mefe Nazirus Bito, Ubal Mefe Nazirus Ishto. So, and so to the husband can be, woman comes home and says, sweetie, today I became a Nazir. And he says,
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't. It's not happening. So he can do that. Hafaras Nadarim, Hafaras Nazirus. So the Gemara says, Lama li Akesha. Why do I need a Hekesh? What do I need a Hekesh for this? Why? It's a common denominator with Nadarim. What's the difference? Why would you think she wouldn't? You need a Hekesh to tell me that? I don't know what the question is so strong. Memetzim b'nedarim. Taking the zero, so they're taking upon yourself a net there. And the husband can be made for those nedarim. Why, without the hekesh, I wouldn't have known this? So Gemara says, yeah. Because you would have said, Dilma gabi nedarim hu de mefer. Maybe by nedarim you would have said, he has the power to be made for nedarim. Mishim dlo isle kitsusa. Because there's no end time. Right? There's no finish line. Right? When you take a neder, I take a neder that I'm not going to use these tissues. A stam neder is forever.
Why?
Stam is
30 days.
Stam Naziris is 30 days. That's exactly the answer. So he says, no. So he says, Mishum delo isle kitsusa. Fagabi Naziris, the isle kitsusa. There is an end time. Simply say, Stam Naziris, the Stam Naziris lamad yom, amelo, then maybe the husband will not be able to make for her neder. Because, okay, so if you tell the husband, you don't live with it for 30 days. Live with it for 30 days. So Kamash Malan, you have the Hekesh from the Darim that even by Naziris, even though there is Kitsusa, the husband has the right to. Right. The Ran says, Mishnu Lesle Kitsusa, when it comes to the Darim. Hilkach didn't. Let's see if there's anything new in the Ran. Okay, so he says, Musamu said before, he says, Venema, interesting. Look at the Ran, Tim Ras Mishum de Lesle, which is the second short line. So if you go down like 4 or 5 lines there, he says, V'neima stam nedarim shloshim yom. Why don't you say stam neder is 30 days? Learn from Naziris. You're having this hekesh already. You have the hekesh, stam Naziris is 30 days, so say stam neder is 30. I'm not going to use his tissues. I didn't say time period, say it's 30 days. So why not? He says, "V'nei mistam nedarim shloshim yom lesa." No, the lashon neder kolon nidra hektish. Because the neder, the lashon of neder is inclusive. Remember, the Ron said in the beginning of the parak, neder is one of two things: a neder nidra iser and nidra kodesh. The neder also includes nidra hektish, right? The lashon neder kolon nidra hektish, nidra iser. V'kev nidra hektish lesa kitzusa. When that aspect of nedarim, when I say this animal is going to be a carbon, there's no end time. It doesn't end. There's no kitzusa there. Shemach shvehim losbeach kitzu olamis. That's forever. It's permanent kedusha. So nidra iser nami to give a say the shaper dam the kshuyin nedarim nadadi, because those nedarim are going to be nidra hektish and nidra iser have a common denominator. What that common denominator is, it's going to be forever. So therefore, you can't say stam neder shloshim yom. You can say stam nazir shloshim yom. Okay, next, going back to the Mishnah, the second part of the Mishnah. If we go back to the Mishnah, the Mishnah said when the Pirush started talking about yados, it said ha'omel chaverim ujari mimcham ufushani mimcham rukani mimchach. Sha'ani ochalacha. Bachlokes in the gear says sha'ani ochal or sha'ani ochal. So Shmuel says the kulan in all those three cases that were mentioned, mifushani, mudrani, and murukhani, those only are valid, right? The kulan acha omer sha'ani ochalacha sha'ani tomacha. In other words, those phrases at the end have to go back onto those first three phrases. Without the phrases at the end, it doesn't count. Because if you just say mudrani mimcha, mufushani mimcha, mirchukani mimcha, that doesn't count as a neder unless you say shani ochalecha. That becomes the yad. Otherwise, it's not a yad mochiach. We'll see when it comes to yados. Certain yados are clear. Yados that are not clear do not become a neder. So he says, Bekulan, Naran says, Bekulan, dahainu mudrani mufushani mirchukani demasnisan, ad sheyomer vechule, klomer demasnisa chadikatani. The Mishnah is telling us one case. It's v'shani ochel amudrani mufushani kai. The lav hachi lo mashma iser klal v'afilu yachinu mochiach lo havin. There's no mashma of a iser, so you have to have the shani ochel lecha to explain the mufushani mimcha.
What? This is really. So why do you need the first part of it then? You say you're actually spelling the whole thing.
That's what the guy said. The guy says mufushani mimcha. If he says mufushani mimcha, it doesn't count as an eder unless he says shani ochel lecha. So Amar Shmuel, Bekulan Ad Sheyomer Shni Ochlo Shni Tomecha. So Meisvei, that's a Kashan Shmuel. You just explained the Mishnah as one case. I'm going to bring a Brisa where it indicates that either Lashon is sufficient to make you Aser. Meisvei, we have a Brisa that says Modrani Mimcha, Mifushani Mimcha, Mechurkani Mimcha, Hareza Aser. Just alone, that's Aser. And Shani Ochlocha Shni Tomecha Hareza Aser. Two separate cases. It's against Shmuel. So Gemara says, no, hachikatani, b'medra amurim. When it says, b'fushani mecha asr, it's b'medra amurim, then b'fushani mecha is asr, it's b'omer, shani ochel echa shni tol mecha. If he finishes, with shani ochel echa shni tol mecha. Very difficult, because it says asr twice in the b'raisa. So Gemara says, okay, fine. So now you're telling me that the shani ochel echa has to modify b'fushani mecha. Well, I'll bring a b'raisa now, where it's flipped. Where Mufushani Mecha comes afterwards. So you can tell me it's modifying. The Bryce is not talking about modification, because it brings down that case afterwards. But Tani Ibcha, the opposite. The guy says, Shani Ochalacha, Shani Tom Lecha Aser. And also he says, Mujurani Mecha, Mufushani Mecha, Mukani Mecha, Harez Aser. Seems to indicate clearly that those Lashonos by themselves are Lashonos of Iser. That's sufficiently odd. So the Gemara says, no, Tani Hachi, Bikvar Omer Mudrani. Shmuel answered, that Bryce is telling me, when is Mudrani Mincha, Mufushani Mincha, Mechukani Mincha, Aser, if he had already said, Shani Ochalacha. Sorry, when is Shani Ochalacha, Shani Tomacha, Aser, if he already says Mudrani? From here to you need both. So Gemara says, wait a second. I Hachi, number one, Hain Ratio. That's the same thing as the Ratio, that you need both. The Ode, that we mentioned before, Aser, Lamelina Misne. Why do you say Aser twice? We say Aser both. Our Mishnah, I understand. Our Mishnah only says Aser once. But the Brisos say Aser twice, meaning that those Lashonos by themselves are sufficient. Let's do a little bit of Ran. Right, look at the Ran in Meisvei. Meisei, Mudrani. 10 minutes, okay. Meisei, Mudrani Mcha. Bishlo Masnis Lo Kashli de Shmuel. The Mishnah is not a Kash on Shmuel. The Kevo de Lo Tani Elachad Isser, Iklamim de Sefer Purush de Resha. Since it only says Isser once, you could theoretically say that the Sefer of Shani Ochalacha is explaining the Resha of Shani of Mufushani Mcha. And therefore, there's only one Isser. You could theoretically, the Mishnah could theoretically support Shmuel. However, Aval Brisa the Katani Usr, Mashmalay the Mili Mili Katani. It's Mashmalay each one is by itself. The Elo, Lo Lamer, Usr at Seifa. Because if it was just an explanation of one or the other, don't say Usr until you finish the Lashon. Why are you saying Usr in the middle? Right, Umatari is Hakam Bedar Murim. That tiny Ibcha we explained. So there's Ihochi Haina Ratio that Ryan just points out. It's not Ratio, it doesn't mean it's the Ratio. Not Ratio and Seifa is the same, right? So Ratio here means Rishon, the first. Right, Lashon Adarim, Masechus Adarim is different. He says, Ihoch and Ereisha, he says, Lav Reisha Mamish Kamar, Elakaven the Isihach Reisha Kamaisa, since that other Reisha came first, Mikamei Hach, before this Reisha, Karele Reisha, we call it Reisha, Klomar Rishona, first. Reisha Sefer usually means in the same Tanaitic work. Here we're just saying Reisha means the first one. So the Gemara says, Ella Amar Shmuel. Shmuel is going to change his what he said. Ella Amar Shmuel. Taima de Amar Shani Ochelecha, Shani Tom Lecha, Hu de Asr Vechaveru Mutter. Aval Oma Mudrani Hemach Luchudei, Shnehem Asurim, Kihadam Rav Yossi Barchanina, Mudrani Hemach, Shnehem Asurim. Shmuel saying, you're right. The lashon of Mudrani Mimcha, Mufushani Mimcha, that is valid. That is valid neder in and of itself. But what does that neder do? That neder makes it both ways. If I would say Mifushani Mimcha, it means we are separated from each other, which means I can't get benefit from you, and you can't get benefit from me. But if I add Sha'ani Toim Lecha, then it clarifies that Mifushani Mimcha, that I will not eat from you, which clarifies that it only makes it a one-way street, not a two-way street. That's what Shmuel is saying. So that's why in our Mishnah, where it says, Mufushani Mecha, Mechakani Mecha, Sha'ani Ocha Lecha, then it's Usr. Then I am Usr, the one who's taking the net there. But in the Brisos, it's saying, yeah, you're right. If you say either Lashon, it would work. If I just simply say Sha'ani Ocha Lecha, that means, yeah, I'm not going to eat from you. And if I say Mufushani Mecha, without the clarification of Ani Ocha Lecha, if I just say Mufushani Mecha, it's a two-way street.
How can I impose something on you?
That's the whole idea of Neder. My stuff is Usr to you.
My stuff.
I'm not asking you to somebody else, but my stuff is Usr to you. That was the first run that you're allowed to do that. That's the difference between Nidra Esrei and Nidra and Nidra, right? He says Nidra Isser so Asra al Atzmal Dir Maturim Ube Inyan Zeh Yochel Asra Fil Nichase Chaver Olav. I can say that your stuff is Asra to me and my stuff is Asra to you. Because so that's.
But you can't impose obviously on someone else's stuff. You can't say.
I can't say Mati's stuff is Asra to you. No, Shaykh. I can say Mati's stuff is Asra to me. I can say my stuff is Asra to you, but I can't say that Mati's stuff is Asra to you. So. Fine. Okay, the long run there, but we'll stop here. Okay, so they like Kihad the Amr of Yosef Achanina, Mudrani Hemach, Shnei Masurim. Like Yosef Achanina said, if you simply say Mudrani Hemach, both are Asur, look at the Ran. Nira Be'en the Hainu Taima. What's the reason? Mishum de Mashma Moder Ani Unichasai Mimcha Uminichasayich. Moder Ani, I'm taking Neder Unichasai, when I say Mudrani Hemach, and my Nechasim to you, and my Nechasim. Hilkach kevan de bichlal ani have nechasim. Since I say ani, that includes my nechasim. If I say moder, right? Al korcha chaveru nami aserbo. The ilo nechasim lav bini. I'm not exactly sure what he's trying to say. He seems to just trying to give a reason why the lashon of mudrani hemach would imply a two way street of yisur. I'm not exactly clear what that is. Okay, so we'll stop here. Third line from the top on the Hey Yomad Aleph by the Tzad. Harein Yalechem Chayram. Have a good day.
Michael, that's part of the whole thing.
It's supposed to keep your mouth shut. Yeah.
That's what you learned.
Okay, it's not stopping.
That's it. Keep your mouth shut.